Okay, we're on record without the jury. Someone had something they wanted to bring up?
There's a photograph that is going to be offered that the defense objects to. And this is the same photograph the state was going to show in its opening, and we agreed that they wouldn't. Instead, they would, I'm talking about T8, instead they used T12. It's just on the scale of gruesomeness. In a case where there isn't any doubt or question at all that Justin Myrice was shot by this rifle and that he died as a result.
So what's the theory of P8?
The theory of P8 is to identify first of all, the patient as being Justin Myrice.
P8 versus P12, I guess.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know that I ought to have to justify it on that basis. I mean, I ought to be able to select the evidence that I feel is appropriate and limited only by court rulings. And I selected the one because that was the one I felt best identified the patient, something that I was going to ask the judge or the doctor to testify that was the person he treated. And I don't think that photos ought to be argued as far as one versus the other. If it's not unduly graphic, which we submit isn't, it should be admitted. We have many photographs far worse than this that we eliminated because they are graphic. There's no.
I don't see much difference. They can use P8. The jury next door returned a verdict. It won't count for today because we won't have any more breaks. But after this, once the jury's left and had a few seconds to get around the corner, counsel and the parties can just go through that door, and right across from that door is jury room B, and there are two restrooms in there.
Okay, great.
Anything else before we bring the jury back? Did you guys get your problems with your report sorted out? Ma'am, are those earphones working for you? Good. Okay, then we're back to Dr. Heilman. See an ER physician, too?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You can get the jury, and you can get Dr. Heilman.
I'm sure you're going to ask him whether it accurately reflects what he saw, but I will not interpose any further objection. The court's ruled on the 403 argument.
Just go ahead and come on up and have a seat. Oh. All right. It's a new trick. We lock the jury out. Okay, we're on record. The jury's back with us. Dr. Howland, you've been previously sworn, so we don't need to do that. I do need to ask you, are you licensed to practice medicine in the state?
Yes, sir.
And you're an emergency room physician?
Yes, sir, Your Honor.
All right. Mr. Wolf.
Yeah, we'll stipulate his qualifications as an expert in emergency medicine.
All right. The same stipulation as with Dr. Dozier. Dr. Howland is an expert in the field of emergency medicine and can therefore give opinions in that field if asked. Mr. Wolf.
Thank you. Doctor, where do you work?
I work at Central Peninsula General Hospital.
And how long have you worked there?
About 8.5 years.
And you were working there on the 12th day of March of 2000, is that correct?
I do not have my records with me.
Okay. Well, did you have occasion to treat a gunshot wound victim on or about that date by the name of Justin Myrice?
Yes, I did.
And do you recall the circumstances under which you first saw him and the approximate time?
I would be much better off with my record if I could have it to testify to these things.
Well, while we're looking for your report, describe, if you would, what you saw that date.
I was on duty, and a report was called in that we were to expect multiple gunshot victims. On the basis of that report, I chose to call another physician, Dr. Dozier, in to assist me in the expectation that we might both be very busy. I took care of a young white male who had an apparent gunshot wound to the back of the head, and I took care of that patient. That was Justin Myrice.
Okay. Did you observe any other injuries about him?
Again, I would like to look at my record, please, before answering that question.
We're going to need another recess. I apologize for that. We have several boxes of material. And
does anybody have Dr. Hyman's report handy? I guess we're going to need another recess. Don't discuss the case among yourselves. Don't allow anybody to discuss it with you. Don't form or express an opinion until you've heard all the evidence, the arguments of counsel. My instructions, I should explain to you, Dr. Heilman, I believe, is due to leave for Japan tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
So we need to get him in here and out of here today. So we'll see you in a few. I'll call you as soon as we get the report. Well, I was going to ask Dr. Heilman, if I don't know how long would it take to fax over a copy of that report?
I think it could be done promptly, within the next 15 minutes.
Why don't you come with me and we'll institute that process. Meanwhile, don't you guys quit looking. We may end up with two of them, but that'll be the quickest thing probably.
You want to head that way and...